Hello?
Hello, hi. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How can I help you?
Great. My name is Antonio. I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
If you don't mind me asking, what is the year of your birth?
1986.
1986. Okay. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your race?
White.
White, okay. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future.
Positive.
Positive. What about the future of the planet?
Negative.
The future of the country.
Negative.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Could you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10? 0, no power at all. 10, a lot of power.
I'm going to say 6.
Okay. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Crime, climate change, education, gun violence, abortion access, healthcare, economy and cost of living, immigration, national security, student loans, mental health, racism, and discrimination.
I'm going to say cost of living. That's a little fast.
I can repeat them for you if you like. That's
okay. Do you mind repeating like 4 at a time? Because
okay.
there was some at the beginning that I thought.
One would be crime, climate change, education.
Okay, education.
Gun
and violence,
abortion access, healthcare.
And healthcare.
Healthcare, okay.
Yep.
Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? The top 3. Having or caring for children, contributing to positive change in your community, advancing.
Definitely contributing to positive change in the community.
Advancing in your career. Economic security and financial independence, your education, work-life balance, improving or maintaining mental health, caring,
and improving and maintaining health.
Okay. I do truly appreciate you helping me out complete this survey. Thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Just 2 to 3 more minutes, okay? Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Your personality, your profession, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, your spiritual religious belief, your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend.
So that one, and then the spiritual and religion, okay. And my personal identity.
I'm sorry?
And my personality, is that what you said, one of them?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You can choose up to two of the following. Disappointment, sadness, dread, pride, exhaustion, hope, anger, frustration, happiness.
I'm going to say disappointment, hope, and frustration.
Okay. And which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
I'm going to go with B.
B, okay. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. First one, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Division and gridlock between political parties. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Systemic racism. Corporate money has too much influence. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. The two-party system. Too many old white men in power.
Okay, first one would be politicians not being involved with the day-to-day of normal people.
Okay.
Corporate money.
Corporate money, okay.
Yes, and you said not enough people, what was it?
Involved to make
yes,
our voices heard.
Not enough people involved, exactly.
Okay. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Your state government?
Somewhat.
Congress?
A lot.
Ballot initiatives propose laws that the public votes on directly.
Not at all, especially after the last election.
President Biden?
Yes.
A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
He has ruined the United States since he's been in office, in my opinion.
So, in your opinion, the decisions made by President Biden affect your personal life a lot, somewhat?
Yes.
A lot, okay.
A lot.
What about community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions?
That's very helpful, and that has influenced me somewhat.
So you can say somewhat affect your personal life?
Yes.
What about your city government? Does that affect your personal life a lot? Somewhat?
No.
A little
no.
Or not at all?
A little.
The Supreme Court, do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or narrow?
A lot, which is a good thing.
Okay. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each one, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Would that please indicate how that decision affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation? Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, not at all motivating.
Not at all.
What about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers? Would that decision make you very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, not all motivating?
Somewhat motivated.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Well, that doesn't affect me at all, so
okay.
Not motivated.
What about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ+ customers and deny them services?
That is unacceptable, so I'd say that is very motivating.
Okay. Now, we're almost done. I truly thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? I'm just waiting for... Okay. Now, in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media. Do you consider that very effective? Somewhat.
Yeah.
Not very effective.
Very effective.
Very effective.
Very effective.
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives.
Somewhat effective.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Somewhat effective.
Signing a petition.
That can be effective.
Very effective? Somewhat?
Somewhat effective.
Boycotting a company.
That can be very effective.
Attending a protest.
Somewhat effective.
Voting in elections.
Somewhat effective.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported kept them from voting. Which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Your mail-in ballot did not arrive in time. You did not have the time to vote. Inconvenience, long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. The candidates did not represent your values. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You didn't know how or when to vote to or register. None of the above, because you always vote.
So,
or none of the above, because you faced other obstacles.
So one of them would be you didn't have the time to go, and the mailed-in ballot didn't arrive in time.
Okay.
And then, that's it.
You didn't know enough about the candidates.
Yes, I didn't know enough about the candidates.
Okay. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Young voters turnout in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. In our power, it's only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Would that particular statement or information will make you feel more engaged in the political system? Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
You say a little more.
A little more, okay. The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like these for a livable and sustainable future. Would that make you engage a lot more, a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
A lot less.
In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Would that statement make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot less.
Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Would that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
What are the media sources that you check most for new content? Instagram, podcast, international news outlets, TikTok, news or informational articles online, national TV news stations, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, local TV news stations. You can choose up to two.
I do the international news and YouTube usually.
So international news. So yeah. The international news outlets. And what's the other one?
YouTube.
YouTube, okay.
Yes.
Now, thinking about the content that you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? Hobbies, tips or hacks, business, finance, news, current events, humor, memes, shows, movies, health, beauty, self-care, science, technology, music, sports, government, politics.
Music and movies.
Okay.
And current events.
And current events, okay. Okay. And which is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I have an associate's degree.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or straight, okay. Are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separated, divorced or widow?
I am married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
The Republican Party.
How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time.
Full-time. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or you were not able to vote?
Oh, I will vote.
In the 2020, who did you vote for?
2020? Trump.
Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
30,000.
Okay. Thank you very much. This concludes the survey. Thank you, ma'am. Have a wonderful
You're
day.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ouais. Ah. Que va? Sí, papá, ya lo voy a agarrar. Espérame. Y ahorita. Gracias, mamá.